Hey, what's up, radio people? My name's Dork. You're listening to the show Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencomenum-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus, which is essentially attached to the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Coast Salish people, specifically the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard Go Getter by Necking. As a song that I cannot get out of my head recently. I'm not really sure why, but yeah, it's very on the mind, and gripping. But so, Teachable Moments, what is that? Great question. It's my radio show. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. What's up? I hope you're having a great day. The whole point of this show is an hour-long weekly journey where we try to figure out what's cool, what's hot, what's poppin', what's not, and other related things. So today I was talking to my friend and I asked her how she would define cool, and I thought it was kind of interesting. She like defined it, or like thought about it in a like not like in a I don't know, like inverted way. So she said that it was not cool to like be trying super hard to be something that's not natural. It's kind of like a paraphrasing of it. And something that I think about a lot is this like performance that happens a lot when people are trying to be cool. People, like, everyone's performing all the time anyway, but there is a, like, really, like, I don't know, noticeable and often incredibly frustrating performance when people are, like, really trying to be, like the hottest cat in town. So I'm just going to kind of be complaining about that, I guess, today. If you have any thoughts, feel free to call in to the radio station. I forget the name of the person who called in last week, but they shouted out Julian. What's up, Julian? I hope you're having a decent day. I hope that all of you listeners are having a decent day. Or more than decent, but not worse than decent. Okay, so speaking of cool cats, I'm going to play Walking the Dog by Lucky. Because a lot of, I think, being cool is luck. I'll talk about that after. So you're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. Enjoy Walking with the Dog. Thank you.
this house. You're stuck in the house. The gods are gone. With you now. And it all. Now I think about you now. About you now. I'm your slave. I'm on all fours at your door.
What's up? I'm Dork. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Your Lapdog by the Magic Hats out of Toronto. And when I said Toronto, I meant Montreal. And just before that, you heard Walking with the Dog by Lucky out of Vancouver. I love Lucky. Very, very cool band. Or so I have been told. And they're playing the Gal Grayson record release soon, which is a new addition to the bill. And yeah, very, very excited. I haven't seen them live yet, but love them. Great, great music. And Your Lapdog, or by the Magic Hats. I just discovered this album today. It's called The Horrible Realities of Existence. And I too enjoyed that. So just a whole episode of music that I like, which is good because that's what they usually are. But what is the point of this episode? This episode is about performance. So something that I have been interacting with a lot recently is musicals, musical theater. So when I was little, my mom loves musicals, so whenever we went on car trips, we would always, pick one musical, and then we'd listen to it a bunch, and that was kind of, the album of the trip. I'm, kind of ambivalent about them. I just, know a lot of the words to them, but they're pretty divisive. There's something about them that people love or people hate, and I think that part of that is the theatricality of it. So albums and just music, albums of just music where it's just the artist has written a song and it's referencing some experience that they've had, and it's more, it's kind of just poetry, delivered in a specific way, which is a performance. The person like performing the music or like playing the music is performing the idea of like someone who's had that experience, which is something I think a lot about when I'm listening to like really, really popular pop music, because a lot of that music is written by people who are not the people performing it. But it's like they're presenting it in a way that's like, because so much about that industry is about like relatability and likability and people like connecting to like the experience that the song is like trying to communicate. And like, I think it speaks a little bit to like the universality of all of that and like everyone's been broken up with or like whatever. But it's usually like, I'm thinking of like Britney Spears, is like the main person coming to my brain, is like she was performing songs written primarily by like men, who were like being or like embodying this like fantasy of like what they thought a young woman's monologue would be. So that's pretty interesting, I think. And musical theater is just like the that type of performance or like that idea of performance is like really subtle. You're not like really thinking about it that much. But musical theater is like, this is fake. Like, this is not like, this is a play, like this is part of a narrative that is not what the person performing has written. They're like a character in that, in someone else's story. I think it's like a big reason why people don't like it, that, and the songs are like very simple. They're like kind of like antiquated a little bit, like, yeah, but I could talk about that forever. So yeah, we're gonna move right along, kind of like in a dog mood. This weekend, I've just been listening to Dog Song by Sylvia Rath on repeat, and Bandcamp keeps being like, you've listened to it enough. And I've tried buying it, and my PayPal is all messed up. So that's a story for another time, and hopefully you never have to hear it, dear listener, because it's so boring. But this song is amazing, and it's what I'm going to play for you right now. Just kind of like keeping on with that dog train that we were on earlier. So this is Dog Song by Sylvia Rath. You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
So right. I understand it happening once, Francis, but twice, you burn the stakes again, and those were expensive stakes.
Unibrow Arts Festival is back to shake things up in venues up and down Main Street, August 22nd to the 25th. Featuring 10 live comedy shows, an outdoor zine market, art shows, screenings, artist talks, a flash tattoo day, comedy DJs, and live musical performances. Check them out, won't you, at unibrowartsfest.com for more details.
Seriously, Francis, this was a T-bone steak we're talking about. It cost me almost $30. And you burned
it. Good people of CITR land of Vancouver, of the lower mainland, not really. My name is Chris Sarific.
August 23rd at the Toast Collective. That's Friday.
Or, as I like to call it, the day that I find out how unbelievably unpopular my show is.
We've only just begun.
Come celebrate 20 years of the Parts Unknown show with Chris Horrific and special guests Garbage Dreams, Jerk Jails, and from Missoula, Montana, Wrinkles. It is also the release of Chris Horrific's new album, Treats. That's Friday, August 23rd at the Toast Collective.
I understand it happening once, Francis, but twice, you burn the stakes again. And the-
Feel.
Welcome to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm your host, Dork. And we're having fun today. We have fun every day, but extra fun today. I take that back. I think it's like the normal level of fun. But you just heard Spring Song by Magda and the Aliens. And just before that, you heard Dog Song by Sylvia Rath. What are we talking about today? Great question. We are talking about coolness, but you knew that already because that's the whole point of this show. But we're talking about performance and being cool and like how that plays into each other. So, this next song, I think, like, really, it's a really funny example of how, like, there are some things, there are, like, some examples or, like, very common strains of performance or, like, types of performance that happen when people are, like, trying to be as cool as possible. And one of them is like reference. Like, I'm just thinking of like that whole thing. I feel like there's like this whole culture of like knowing so much about one thing or like knowing so much about as many things as possible. And one of those things that I think is often cited in that way is television, specifically old cartoons from the 90s, specifically shows like The Simpsons and King of the Hill. King of the Hill is kind of like an extra level of cool because it's not nearly as prolific as The Simpsons. But just like people quoting things or like back at each other just to be like, see, I know. Which is really boring and not cool. It's actually just like very boring if you get a personality. And that's my hot take on that. So I'm going to play No TV, No Beer Makes Homer Go Something Something, which is a reference to a Treehouse of Terror, like one of the Simpsons Halloween specials, where they did like a parody of The Shining. So I too should probably get a personality. But first, I'm going to play this song. So this is No TV, No Beer Makes Homer Go Something Something by the Thompsons out of Toronto. You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
No beer makes Homer go something, something.
What's up? You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Dork, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencomenem-speaking Musqueam people. I'm sitting in the studio today, staring at a projection of 10 things I hate about you. It's been up there for about an hour and a half, and it looks like people are about two-thirds of the way through the movie, but it's been paused for a very long time, so I'll keep you posted if anyone starts it and if it's finished. If you remember that movie, I'm proud of you. I don't know a lot of people who don't know it who are over 18. I don't know, I don't talk to a lot of 18-year-olds. All I know is that my little sister is 15 and she does not know it, which is kind of sad. Yeah, that's just a fun fact. That's just what I'm looking at. So, you just heard In My Dreams by BBQT, a band out of Montreal. And then just before that, you heard No TV, No Beer Makes Homer Go Something Something by the Thompsons, who are out of Toronto. Today's episode, as always, we are examining, exploring, looking at a definition of the word cool. Today's keyword is performance. I feel like it's like a very common, like, I feel like it's a very mom thing to say of like, just be confident, just be yourself, like, that's the coolest thing you can be. And I think that, like, I heard that for a while, and I thought that it was, like, I thought that it was all about, like, the things that I'm interested in are cool, and, like, me, like, about me as a person, like, the qualities of myself, like, that's what's cool. But that's not the case. What I think that, like, advice is, like, really trying to give to its receiver, the person listening, is that if you are acting naturally, i.e., like, not stressing over how you're acting or, like, what you're saying or, like, just getting really in your head about it, then you'll be way cooler, because there's something about, I don't know, there's something about, like, someone trying super hard in, like, a way that's not exactly, like, earnest or endearing, that's just, like, everyone knows is super uncool. It's not cool. So that's what that advice means. I played In My Dreams by BBQT because I thought it was really cute, and I think that BBQT is a really cool name for a band. But we're going to move on. We're going to play Not In My Gut, K-N-O-T In My Gut, by Dumb, off of Club Nights. This album is all about being cool, performing cool, what that means. So 10 out of 10 recommend. It's, like, made for this show. Just kidding. It was, like, made for other reasons for sure. But that's just a perk. So this is Not In My Gut by Dumb. You, dear listener, are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM.
We built a wooden window. catch the flu. I dream of how many pounds I might lose.
CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine are excited to present Bridal Party's debut album, Too Much, coming out on Kingfisher Blues. Join us at the release show at the Waldorf Hotel Friday, August 23rd with opening acts Bored Decor, Babe Corner, and DJ Paisley Eva. Tickets are available at showpass.com, Red Cat, Neptune, and Zulu Records.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
What's up? I'm Dork. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. You just heard Ich bin steif by Steif out of Berlin, which means I am stiff. And just for that, you heard Not in My Gut by Dumb off of Club Nights. So, whew, it feels much later in the day than it is. It was very sunny earlier, and now it's quite cloudy, and that always makes me feel like, I don't know, that transition, even if it, like, starts out as a cloudy day, I usually feel better, but when it goes from sunny to cloudy, then my body's like, nighttime. It's bedtime. I don't know why. I don't know why. But thank you for listening to that. Fun fact about me. So, what are we talking about today? Excellent question. As always, on Teachable Moments, we are trying to figure out what's cool, what's hot, what's not. This week, we're talking about the idea of performance and how that's not cool. And I'm just going to contradict myself a little bit, for argument's sake. So earlier I was saying that performance and exaggerated self is not cool. It's very off-putting, usually. But there is this idea of you do have to perform a little bit to be cool. So this is something that I've noticed in Vancouver a bit of everyone kind of performs the same aloof, kind of chill, whatever, very Pacific Northwest sensibility, and communicating really caring about something or being really invested is not as cool, or that seems often to be the case. You do kind of have to perform to be everybody else, and part of being cool is buying into that. But it's not cool if you're performing it too much. So it's a very fine line, and it's really hard to get right. And honestly, no one's cool. So that's what's up. So now I'm going to play Pleasantries by Chrisorific, off of Chris's new album, Treats. It's coming out in full in 3 days. Oh, excuse me. Like I said, I'm sleepy. But it's a great album. Chris is a great person and a great musician. And I know you guys are going to love it. So this is Pleasantries. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9. Vancouver.
We're saying things to each other now, like we're fences that don't want to talk.
Riot. It's a hit and a miss.
What's up? I'm Dork. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Henkka Meenam speaking Musqueam people on UBC Point Grey campus, which is also a small section of the larger city of Vancouver, which is settled on the unceded territory of the Coast Salish people, specifically the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. You just heard Hit and Miss by Nice Apple, and just before that, you heard Pleasantries by Chrisorific. And both of them were terrific, I believe. So, what are we talking about today? Great question. As always, we are dissecting an idea of cool, what's hot, what's not. And today we're talking all about performance. And something that I've kind of just been like rambling about it. So thank you, dear listener, for putting up with that. But I can't believe that I haven't talked about like celebrities. Because some of like the coolest people, or like most like people in our society with like the most social capital, are actors, or like people who perform. They make the most money. Well, like, yeah, I don't know. There are probably like business people who make more money than them, but they make a lot of money. And they have, like, a lot of followers on social media. They have, like, a lot of people. They're, like, movies are made about their lives. Like, there's this whole, like, section of our world that, like, completely revolves around people being good at performing. Or, like, having skills or, like, assets that, like, make up for being bad at acting. If that's, like, whatever. Not every actor is a great actor. I think, like, it's not a controversial statement. But, like I was saying earlier about musical theater and, like, albums, like, a lot of art and things that we consume are performance of some ideal or some experience, that, like, we're consuming and relating to or, like, thinking about. And we just, like, really value people who can, like, articulate in some form the performance of something else, which is really interesting, I think. Like, our performance as articulation as performance. You know what? That's a question for another day in a show that's not as goofy is this one. But we're almost at the end of our show, unfortunately. Thank you so much, so much for listening. I have a couple more songs for you. This is Sugary and Sweet by Partner, band out of Vancouver that now is out of San Francisco. And then after my show is Into the Woods with Mel Woods. Stick around. So yeah, Sugary and Sweet, just like, it reminds me of like fake, like super sweet candy. I don't know. So Sugary and Sweet, it's my partner, Playing on a Cloud. You're listening to Teachable Moments. I'm Dork. Thank you for tuning in to CITR 101 POINT 9 FM.